Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody else's problem. We're going to stop being, you know, narcissistic and
selfish and...
Yeah, all those things.
Well, then I'm out of here. All right. I'm not doing that.
See ya. Before you go, could you tell us what's on deck?
Sure. Jordan is dating a great guy who's maybe wanting to move a little faster than she is, we'll say.
Jordan...
Yeah,
yes.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. I'm afraid this is going to hit a little too close to home for me. Probably for Aaron, too.
Yeah. I'm like, where are the fast ones?
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so basically, I've been dating this guy for a little over a year now. He's fantastic. He's a few years older than I am, and he's got a great job that pays well. He has his own house. I mean, his life is just really... put together. Not that mine's not, but you know, I'm, you know, a couple years younger, and he's made it pretty clear that he wants to get married and plans to propose to me in the near future. But
hey.
I don't know. I just don't know if I'm there yet. I know I want to get married too, but like I said, I'm a little bit younger, and I feel like I don't want to necessarily get married for a few more years at least.
Do you not want to be married to him, or do you not want to be married?
Well, it's a little bit of both, honestly.
Oh,
I'm
for the love.
Okay.
I really like him, but I'm just not quite sure if he is my future husband.
You've been with him for... I'm going to call him. I'm trying.
You've been with him for a year.
Thank you. I sounded so much different on that second one. Why are you still with him for a year? Like, what?
If you're questioning it, like...
Well...
Are you saying she should stay if she's questioning you, or leave?
No, leave.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say.
I don't know. It's just hard because really he is so, so, so great. And I know that if I am honest about my hesitations, that it's going to absolutely crush him and he would end the relationship, which I get it. But
yes,
part of it is I just keep telling myself that maybe my feelings are going to change and get stronger over time. And maybe I will want to marry him.
Mm. Oh, you know, every little girl has a fairy tale. Of a guy's growing on their heart like a fungus until it just takes it over. Like, what? You swept me off my feet over the course of a 6-year period. Like, I don't...
So he checks every box for you except spark? Are you not attracted to him? What's the...
No, that's really... I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Like, it's just that spark, and maybe I'm overthinking it, which is what I... you know, am just kind of wondering about. I mean, because the marriage bug hasn't hit me as hard as it's hit some of my friends. And so I'm kind of like, well, he is perfect. I do really love being with him.
Okay.
But
I just don't have that urge to get married yet.
Do you feel like you're just not ready to settle down? And does it feel like right person, wrong time?
A little bit. I'm just not sure because I'm not having that major spark. So part of me is like, is it the right person, wrong time?
Okay, I have a question that you're not going to want to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And you don't have to answer it specifically. But first, I want to give the phone number, 303-222-5423. If you're as angry as I was a couple of minutes ago, or you can text the Berg Simpson text line, same number, 303-222-5423. Like if you want to just shake her and go, you found one of the good ones and you're like, eh.
Who wants to get married?
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I want
to. Let him go so I can have it.
Right. The question I have is, I'm not asking your specific number, your body count, but is it sort of that you feel like you haven't kicked enough tires yet? Like you haven't test driven enough vehicles to really know?
No, I mean, I've had some good long-term relationships and I've had some more casual relationships. I just have never, like, you know how people get baby fever? I feel like I've never had marriage fever. And so, I don't know. I think I'm just, that's why I think maybe I'm overthinking it, because he really does check every box and I'm just not having that, like, desire to settle down quite yet. Mm. But it's not that I don't want to ever settle down. It's just, it's not something that I, like, need to do this minute.
But I wonder if you are overthinking it, because, like, as a marriage, like, spark is important, sure, but is the spark always there 5, 7, 8, 9 years in, when she's giving birth, when you're waking up on a Sunday and nobody's got makeup or clothes on? Like, there are other things that are as important than the spark, right? It's like you get along together well. He's
financially
stable.
Like,
he loves you.
He loves you back. Yes, it's very important.
I don't mean to be a jerk about this, Jordan, but I'd like to talk to him, because frankly, you're not good enough for him.
Oh.
The thing about it is...
Aaron wants to talk to him, too, for a different reason.
What does he look like?
I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just like, you should truly be with somebody who is your biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you should be their biggest cheerleader. And it sounds like this right here is one of the streets in downtown Denver. This is a one-way street. He is a cheerleader for you, and you're like, yeah, checks boxes.
No, don't get me wrong. He's amazing, and I really am, like, so thrilled to be with him. It's just, like, the marriage piece specifically, where I think our timelines are just a little bit different. You know, and I feel like this is often something where the shoe is on the other foot, you know, like a lot of times I feel like it's the woman wanting to get married and the man is like, well, I don't know. I'm going to be pokey. But I think because he is a little bit older than me, he's just more ready for that phase of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just not quite there in life yet, but and that's where I'm sort of like, I do really care about him, but is this the right move?
I guess I come at it from that side as being the guy who was convinced to get married, right? And because your arguments fall apart when it's like, well, no, not yet. Well, why not? Oh, just because.
What
about my buddies?
Right.
They're not married. You know, and it's like, that's not a reason.
Well, and it's also like it's not going to happen tomorrow. If you're going to have a wedding, it's going to take a bit.
If you got engaged today, it'd be a year out.
Well, and it's the same thing with, like, a bachelor party. It's always like, oh, your last single night. Like, I haven't been single. I've been dating this woman for 4 years. I haven't been single that whole time. It's just like, I'm not ready to settle down. But you're dating a guy regularly. Like, you are settled down.
But let me just say this. If you're a fan of Ted Lasso, you'll understand what I'm about to say. You deserve a man who makes you feel like you've been struck by lightning. And if this man doesn't do that, I know I just flip-flopped, but I'm just trying to be the other side of this. I also think if you settle, that you'll need my former attorney's number sooner than later. Because if you don't feel like you got hit by lightning, then you're eventually going to wake up one day and go, look at this great house, this great guy. Like, it's not enough.
Yeah, I know, and that's really where I'm stuck.
We're gonna, like, I know there's people
my wife is. I've never struck her with lightning before.
I think you did, because you've said things that she says to you. She is your biggest fan, and you are hers. And so I think you're wrong. Even though you don't think you think maybe from a financial standpoint or from a cooking standpoint or for, like, whatever. I don't really know what it is that you. I'm desperate to figure it out.
It's not the way I look in my underwear. I know that.
Hang on, Jordan. We're going to need your man's phone number in case somebody else wants to meet him. There's two sides. Like, there's the head and the heart. And
exactly. Yeah.
The head, this is the right guy.
But if
it's not in the heart, I don't think you're going to grow that.
No, I don't either. I really don't. And that's why I think she's kind of wasting his time.
She's wasting his time for sure.
Let him go.
Probably wasting her time.
Yeah.
But you can't marry just for your heart, right? They make movies about that, but that's not a real... You can't...
It should start there.
Because then by being each other's cheerleader, you're going to support each other. You're going to build a life together. You're going to encourage and be successful together.
Mm. Yeah, but can I just say this in the reverse argument of what I just said?
Yeah.
some of my best relationships have been, they were my best friend.
Yeah.
And then we were like, one day looked at each other and went like, oh crap, I really want to see you naked. And then right. It's like, oh, we're really good at that too.
I've heard that too. I saw him forever. We've never even thought of him that way until
we were just friends. And then it's like, oh crap, we're good at this too. This is being a relationship.
See, that's where I lose him. Oh, we're not good at this? Okay.
Jordan needs your help. Man's perfect. He's just in a hurry to get married. And she's like, maybe just not yet, or maybe not ever. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help out Jordan. Yeah, she's got the perfect guy. Aaron, can you stand down?
No.
Okay. She's got the perfect guy. He's on a fast track to get married. He's put together. Everything's great. And she's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
if you don't know, now you know.
Do you want to be married?
I think so. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
That's normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you actively, what do they call it on all the dating apps? Dating with intention.
Yeah. Sorry, Sam.
we're getting to the bottom of Aaron first. All right, Sam.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for Jordan?
The best advice she can get in her entire life, to think honestly. Here is the thing. My take on this is Jordan subconsciously is waiting for someone better financially and physically.
Mm. She is, isn't she? If you don't know that this is the one, then you think there is another one.
Yeah.
She's waiting for someone else. That's what I think.
Yeah. So then just turn this dude loose.
Yeah.
Let Aaron have a crack at him.
Exactly. He deserves someone who actually cares.
She does care until she... Jamie?
Yay.
What do you think?
I'm sorry, Jordan, and I feel for you to a point. You need to let this poor guy go. He's a great whoopee, it sounds like, but you don't love this guy. It's pretty clear.
A great would-be. I haven't heard that before.
Oh, I thought she said whoopee.
I heard whoopee.
Okay. like a cozy blanket, something to be there.
Oh, whoopee.
Oh, whoopee.
Yeah, so I was right. I'm the one who can't hear. And I'm the only one who got it right.
The speakers are over there.
It's okay. So it's very strange to me. And I thank you for the call, Jamie. Like, she called us for advice and it's turning into pile on her. It's like people are defending this guy we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's hard to see when you're in the situation. It's time. You can let him go. Like, you're not getting what you need out of it and that's okay. But you're holding him back. And that's not fair to either.
So you thought she said would be?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
So then you're the one who screens the phone calls. Uh-huh. Is this person actually named Cheese Grits? Or did you mishear that?
No, that's
well?
What he told me. I double checked.
You really? So I'm going to say Cheese Grits and he's going to respond.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Cheese Grits.
Yes, this is Cheese Grits.
I don't know how we got here, but I'm damn pleased we are. What's your advice for Jordan?
Dude, so, you know, at times I consider myself to be a relationship coach. So one of my main things is I tell people, if you don't keep it real with anyone else in the world, keep it real with yourself.
Yeah, true.
Mm. So at the end of the day, she knows, you know, what he's missing. She just don't want to say it. And at the end of the day, that's when you got to keep it real with yourself. He has everything, but just not exactly what I want. So I just need to either let.
Oh God! Please tell me we're gonna lose Cheese Grits.
Stop!
Oh, there you're still okay. There. That's such a weird thing that I've never heard anybody say before. Because like, when you get real good at lying to everybody, you also lie to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like that, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Go ahead and lie to everyone.
No.
No, but he's saying if you like, but like you got to be real with you. And she's like, thank you for the advice, Cheese Grits, and may I extend the invitation? You are allowed to call in on any subject.
I might be in love with him.
Yeah, there's a chance you're going to get some marriage proposals. Thank you, Cheese Grits.
Thank you all.
Thank you. For real, he's fast track. Like, no matter what happens,
okay. Direct line
to the like.
I won't have to double check what his name is. Nope, now.
Just
now
we know straight up, Mr.
Gritz. Thank you,
Samantha.
Yeah.
Advice for Jordan, who doesn't know if he's the one.
So I just say, like, do what you think is best for, like, you. Like, is your wallet ready to, like, plan a wedding and do all that, or is he, like, one of those guys that covers everything for you?
I just think, like, I don't know. The wallet thing, yeah. If I could live my life over, I would do less waiting and do more doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, should we? Well, let me get these ducks in order before we have kids, before I get married, and I would just do a lot more things. You know, I don't know if that's what's holding Jordan back is the wallet, but...
Yeah, it's interesting, too, I hear, because I do think it's two sides of the coin. You have to do what's best for you, but also once you're entering a marriage, once you're ready to enter a marriage, you're kind of both doing what's best for the other person, or, like, right. You're putting the other person first. That's, like, the best case scenario. So if you're already thinking, well, this isn't what's right for me, you're probably not in the right headspace to be with this person.
Yeah.
Which is when we should let this guy go. Like, I'm the more we talk, the more I'm like, if you love him at all, you should let him go. Because you're like, Kylie.
Yay.
What advice do you have?
What are you waiting for? How many chances at love do we get?
I have an abacus. You get quite a few. So you're mad at her. You think she should just go for it?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean,
wow.
You know, what exactly is it that you're waiting for?
Yeah.
Love.
Do more doing, like Slacker just said.
Yeah, but
and
also...
And then more divorcing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.